ومنهم أميون لا يعلمون الكتاب إلا أماني وإن هم إلا يظنون فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون.
And there are among them that is Jews, Ummiyun, unlettered people, who know not the book, but they trust upon Amani, that is false desires, and they but guess. Then woe to those who write the book with their own hands, and then say, "This is from Allah," to purchase with it a little price. Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn thereby. Chapter 2, verses 78 and 79. Al-Qur'an. The next topic is the meaning of Ummi. Allah said, "And there are among them Ummiyun people," meaning among the people of the book, as Mujahid stated. Ummiyun is plural for Ummi, that is, a person who does not write, as Abu al-Aliya, al-Rabi, Qatada, Ibrahim, and Naqai, and others said. This meaning is clarified by Allah's statement, "who know not the book," meaning, are they not aware of what is in it? Ummi was one of the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was unlettered. For instance, Allah said, "Neither did you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read any book before it, that is this Quran, nor did you write any book whatsoever with your right hand. In that case, indeed, the followers of falsehood might have doubted." Chapter 29, verse 48, Al-Qur'an. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, "We are an Ummi nation, neither writing nor calculating. The lunar month is like this, this and this, that is 30 or 29 days." This hadith stated that Muslims do not need to rely on books or calculations to decide the timings of their acts of worship. Allah also said, "He it is who sent among the Ummiyin ones a messenger, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from among themselves." Chapter 62, verse 2, Al-Quran. The next topic is the explanation of Amani. Ad-Dahaq said that Ibn Abbas said that Allah's statement, "but they trust upon Amani," means it is just a false statement that they utter with their tongues. It was also said that Amani means wishes and hopes. Mujahid commented, "Allah described the Ummiyin as not understanding any of the book that Allah sent down to Musa. Yet they create lies and falsehood." Therefore, the word Amani mentioned here refers to lying and falsehood. Mujahid said that Allah's statement, "and they but guess," means they lie. Qatada, Abu al-Aliya and al-Rabi said that it means they have evil, false ideas about Allah. The next topic is, "Woe unto those criminals among the Jews." Allah said, "Then waylun," that is woe, "to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, 'This is from Allah,' to purchase with it a little price." This is another category of people among the Jews who called to misguide with falsehood and lies about Allah, thriving on unjustly amassing people's property. Waylun, that is woe, carries meanings of destruction and perishing, and it is a well-known word in Arabic language. Az-Zuhri said that Ubaydullah bin Abdullah narrated that Ibn Abbas said, "O Muslims, how could you ask the people of the book about anything? While the book of Allah, that Al-Quran, that he revealed to his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most recent book from him, and you still read it afresh and young. Allah told you that the people of the book altered the book of Allah, that is, changed it, and wrote another book with their own hands. They then said, this book is from Allah, so that they acquired a small profit by it. Hasn't the knowledge that came to you prohibited you from asking them? By Allah, we have not seen any of them asking you about what was revealed to you. This hadith was also collected by Al-Bukhari. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, the little amount here means this life and all that it contains. Allah's statement, woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn thereby, means, woe to them because of what they have written with their own hands, the lies, falsehood, and alterations. Woe to them because of the property that they unjustly acquired. Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas commented, woe to them, means the torment will be theirs because of the lies that they wrote with their own hands. Allah's statement, and woe to them for that they earned thereby, means which they unjustly acquired from people, be they commoners or otherwise.